That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Decided that the way to answer the letter he received from Miss Hartford through the matrimonial bureau was to write her a love letter and sign it Mr. X, and thus perpetuate her romantic mood. The next step would be to find some young fellow to be Mr. X, who would then carry the courtship into marriage. However, the old fellows made one mistake. They mailed the letter in an envelope with a jot-and-down store return on it. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, it doesn't make sense, folks, to go around with a headache when it's so easy to put Alka-Seltzer on the job. Yes, Alka-Seltzer goes right to the head of the class when it comes to helping relieve that occasional headache. And that's why thousands ask for it. You see, Alka-Seltzer's fast-action analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your headache. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it. Yes, sir, you'll find that Alka-Seltzer is just what you want. And after you've once tried it, you'll never be without it. So, for that occasional headache, get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. You'll find that when it comes to fast-action relief, it goes right to the head of the class. So don't delay, get it today. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows and Miss Hartford at the Jot-'em-Down store. Lum and Abner are hovering near the front door, waiting to intercept the letter when it arrives.
Has the mail hat came yet, Abner?
No, not yet. Not
well, keep watching. We just got to get hold of that letter before Miss Hartford does. If she ever sees that Jot-'em-Down store return on the envelope, she'll know it's us that wrote her that love letter from Mr. X.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Miss Hartford. Not a thing.
Well, stop wasting your time doing it, then.
Yes, Mom.
Peabody, you can start dusting someplace else. You've been standing there dusting that front door for the last hour.
Lomi, has it been that long?
Well, I think the door is fairly well dusted by now.
Yeah, I'll see another little speck up there.
Has the mail hat come yet?
No, Mom, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know when it does. I'm sort of expecting a letter.
Well, we're expecting the same one.
What did you say?
We're expecting a letter, too, from a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah. Sounded like he said we're expecting the same one.
Well, he did, but he meant both me and him are expecting the same letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this fellow's a friend of us both.
Both of us. Awful good friend of ours. It loves both of us. Our only true friend, I guess. Always writes one letter to the two of us. Paper.
Same one.
He's a wonderful friend. Fine fella. Writes a wonderful letter. He lives in Philadelphia, I believe it is.
Right out of there, I think.
His name is, what's old good friend's name, Mom?
Just let it drop there.
Well, he's got a name, our friend. I know it has. Let's see. What is it now?
Smith.
Yeah, that's it. Old Smith. The old stands for Otis, I believe it is. Otis Smith. Good old Otis. Oh, the best friend I ever had, that Otis. I love Otis. Fine fella. Fine man,
there,
Otis.
There it comes.
Mail hack?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll run over and get the mail.
No, Miss Hartford. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Oh, we couldn't think of letting you do that. Go way over there. It's fur and snaky over there.
And lug all that heavy stuff back here. Bless your little heart. Bless your little heart. It just breaks your poor little back.
What's the matter with you two anyway? It's only across the street to the post office, and a couple of little letters certainly aren't going to break anyone's back.
Oh.
What's more, where do you get that poor little back stuff?
Oh, man.
Carry a heavier load than you two put together. Now get out of my way. I'm going to the post office.
Now, Miss Hartford, you don't want to go over there.
Why, of course not. You wouldn't like it over there. But you just wouldn't like
it. Now, wait a minute. Are you two trying to keep me from going to the post office for some reason?
Why, no.
No,
I won't ever give you that idea.
Oh, that's the silliest thing I ever had.
Well, all right, then. Get out of the doorway.
Now, just a minute, Miss Hartford. There ain't no sense to rest over there. Dick Huddleston has to have time to sort out the letters before you can get your mail, and that takes time.
I beg your pardon if I sit on your foot. Please.
He don't see as good as he used to, you know, and some of that scratching he gets over there, your body can't hardly read it.
Oh, them postcards, you can't hardly make them out at all. And Dick is slow. Slowest sorter in the world, I do believe, is that Dick Huddleston. Oh, it just takes him hours sometimes to go through that mail.
Well, maybe I can hurry him up. Hey, buddy, will you please move out of the way so I can get through the door?
Yes, Mom, sure, but, I still think you ought to think this over before you rush into it, Miss Hartford.
What's there to think over about picking up your mail?
Well, let's see, what
you might as well move because you have to answer the telephone anyway.
Telephone?
Yes, the telephone. That's that gadget on the wall that you heard ringing a minute ago. Now, go on and answer it.
Well, I don't believe I heard it ring. Did you, Lon?
What was that?
Miss Hartford said the telephone rings.
I never heard a thing.
No, it never rang, Miss Hartford.
You didn't?
No, Mom.
Well, there it is again. Can you hear that?
No. I can't hear a single solitary thing except you talking. How about you, Lon?
That's all I can hear.
Maybe you got a ringing in your ears, Miss Hartford. High bleed pressure or something. I'll hear that that's happening to folks once in a while. That ear.
There, now, what's that? What's that?
What's what?
That ringing.
What ringing?
Oh, my stars. What kind of morons am I working with?
Well, my...
I'll answer it myself. Don't answer that to me.
Oh.
I don't know why I put up with it.
That was a close call.
Bottom
down
store, Hartford speaking.
Hey,
Lord,
you
got
to
see
me.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, they've already hung up. You can't blame them. Peabody.
Mom, where do you think you're going?
No place. I just opened the door to let some flies out.
Oh, we don't have flies this time of the year.
Oh, these were some that was left over from last summer, I think. Huh. Winter flies.
Now, listen here, you two. After this, when that phone rings, I want one of you to answer it. And do it right away. You understand?
Well, honest, Miss Hartford, we never heard it ring. Don't you recollect? We didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, we must have been right, because there wasn't anybody on there, was there?
Oh. No, there wasn't. There wasn't. Say, are you too sure you didn't hear anything ring?
Well, that's what we said, weren't it? I never heard a thing. No ringing. None of no kind.
No, that couldn't be. I know I heard it.
You know, Miss Hartford, sometimes when a body's in love, especially a woman, sometimes they hear cuter sounds like bells ringing and all that.
Yeah, women folks hear them things. Wedding bells that might be ringing in your ears, you know.
Leastways, they think they hear them. Other folks can't hear them at all.
No, that's a funny thing. No, that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Well, what Lum said is right, I think, Miss.
All right. That's enough out of you, Peabody.
Oh, excuse me.
And now will you please step out of the doorway?
Well, Miss Hartford.
It's not to let me out. It's to let Mr. Spears in.
Well, I'd rather... Come on in, Grandpap. I never seen you standing out there.
Yeah, what's going on here, anyway? Looks like you're having a pigeon-toed convention or some kind.
No, all we're doing is blocking the door so I can't go to the post office for some unknown idiotic reason.
Well, you won't need to go now. I brung the mail over for you. Huh? Picked it up on my way over here. Let's see.
Hey, listen, Grandpa.
There's a letter from Miss Violi Hartford.
I'll take it.
Yeah, give it here, Grandpa.
Oh, no, you don't. No. He said it was for me. Thanks, Mr. Spears.
Oh, you're entirely welcome.
Well, wait, Miss Hartford. Where about you going?
I'm going back to the feed room where I can read my mail without a couple of snoopy busybodies hanging over my shoulder.
Well, Miss Hartford.
Let her go, Abner. Ain't nothing we can do now. She's done got the letter. Grandpa.
Wait a minute, though. She ain't saw that Jotham Down store return address on there, though. She just take it and put it in her pocket, never even looked.
Well, she'll see it, though, because she gets back to the feed room.
Yeah, I know.
Then she'll know everything. Dad blame you, Grandpap.
Yeah, what's the matter with you anyway, Grandpap?
Now,
you
wait a minute,
here, folks.
What did I do?
All us having to go meddling into other folks' business. Bringing the mail over here. You ain't a mail deliverer.
Well, I was just doing you seven-legged fellas a favor. You jump all over me first. You ain't got no right to do that.
Well, listen, Grandpap, that letter from Miss Harper...
Don't try to explain it to him, Abner.
Busybody.
Things are bad enough as it is.
Big nose.
Our whole plant are ruined.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing we can do about it.
Oh.
I think the thing for us to do now is just pack up and get out of here before she comes out of that feed room.
Yeah, reckon where'd be a good place for us to head for a moment.
I don't know. Some good fur-off place.
Fur-off place?
I could go to Kennedy or...
Well, wherever we're going, we better get started, because there comes Miss Harper.
Oh. Look at that junior look on her face.
She's gazing up at the ceiling first. Oh, it's from him.
Yeah, I know. Is it?
And what a letter. Oh, he's more wonderful than I imagined. But I still don't know a thing about him.
You don't?
No, not even his name. He just signed it Mr. X.
Well,
I don't know where he lives or anything.
You mean you didn't see what it said on the envelope?
No. Say, that's an idea. He might have put a return address
on
there.
Why don't I keep my big mouth?
Now,
oh,
look
I doubt it. He wouldn't.
Oh, my stars, I would do that. I tore off that corner of the envelope and opened it.
Well, girl.
But it must be on the floor here someplace. I opened the letter as I was walking back to the feed room. Should be right around here. Peabody, will you please get out of my way?
You'll find it for him. Hurry up, Abner.
Oh,
get down here and help look.
Yeah. Oh, I hope we find it. You don't know how much this means.
Here, wait, I don't get here. Here you are, Miss Harper.
Oh, thank you, Peabody.
Oh, I know.
Me.
Well, this is strange.
Yeah, ain't it?
Well, this couldn't be.
Yeah, I wish it couldn't.
Listen to this.
I'd rather not.
It says Southwestern Wholesale Company, Mena, Arkansas.
How'd that get on there?
That's the company we deal with. Now I know where to find him. Mr. X, here I come.
Now, just while did that return get on the envelope? And what's going to happen when Miss Harper tries to locate Mr. X at the wholesale house? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, there's always the best of everything. Yes, there are many kinds of automobiles, shoes, and clothes. But of them all, there's always the best. And for fast action relief for occasional acid indigestion, it's Alka-Seltzer. And that's why you've heard it said so often, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that jittery, upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. So don't put off calling on comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer for the fast action relief you want. Don't delay. Get it today. You can get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.